It's official. Former Ottawa Senators captain Daniel Alfredsson is heading to the Hockey Hall of Fame, HHOF. It's a beautiful day. Son Daniel Alfredsson has been elected to the AT Hockey Hall Fame. Hashtag Alfie to the Hall. Hashtag HHOF2022 pic.twitter.com/tetvenzumu, Ottawa Senators, AT Senators, June 27, 2022. Alfredsson was named as an inductee into the HHOF's class of 2022 on Monday, June 27, and has been eligible for the HHOF since 2017. During his career with the Ottawa Senators, Alfredsson played in 1,178 games and had 426 goals, 682 assists and 1,108 points. His goals, assists and point totals are all franchise records. He also won gold and silver medals with the Swedish national team, and off the ice, has been an advocate for mental health. He played one season with the Detroit Red Wings and signed a one-day contract in 2014 to officially retire as a member of the Ottawa Senators. A social media campaign called Alfie to the Hall, which outlines Alfredsson's accomplishments during his professional hockey career, has been gaining momentum on Twitter. Chris Phillips, who played with Alfredsson and played his entire career with the Ottawa Senators, is the organization's all-time leader in games played. Phillips told the Sam LaPrade show on Tuesday, June 28, that he was super excited for his friend and former teammate. I texted him the night before that I was cheering for him, said Phillips. I told him he deserved it and I was ecstatic when I heard the news. Phillips said Alfredsson's off-ice contributions were just as important, especially when it came to mental health awareness. The magnitude and impact he had in this community goes far beyond what he has been able to do on the ice, he added. Goaltender Roberto Luongo and star forwards Daniel and Henrik Sedin headline the class, alongside Alfredsson and Riikka Salonen. Black hockey pioneer Herb Carnegie has been included as a builder. This marks the first time the Hall of Fame has elected a new class in 2 years. The class of 2020, which included Marian Hossa, Jerome Aginla, Kevin Lowe, Kim Street-Pierre, Doug Wilson and Ken Holland, was honored last fall in a ceremony that was delayed a year by the COVID-19 pandemic. Listen to the full interview with Chris Phillips below, with files from Sportsnet.